All right, here we go. It's the second annual NFL Playoff Picks Contest. Last year, I shaved my head. If Foyer lost, he was going to shave the eyebrow. If Glenn lost, he was going to shave the mustache. So it was just a shave fest. I ended up losing. The head went, the hair went off, and it took me, I don't know, 2-3 months for it to come back. Thankfully, it did. So here's the thing. So we threw out a poll question earlier. We had three options for punishment for this, whoever loses this playoff picks contest. Three options were spray tan. Like, we're talking orange.
Yeah.
Like massive spray tan. Eat a balut egg, which Tyler, you did such a good job explaining what a balut egg is. Can you give that to me again?
It's a fertilized embryo of a bird, which you'll see the eyeballs, you'll see the beak, you'll see the claws inside this egg, which you boil it, and then you eat it straight from the eggshell.
So in other words, it's a duck egg, and it's about a week and a half from actually being a duck.
A duck fetus.
Okay. It's moving. It has a heartbeat. Yeah. Oh, there it is, right. Look at Twitch. Oh,
its name is Fred.
It's just pathetic. I don't think that's a real balut egg. That is unbelievable.
Why would anybody allow another person to eat it in that combat? Why would you do that?
And the third option was a polar plunge with a twist. Now you got to wear one of those bowls. At like one piece, like thong banana hammock things, right? Okay,
It's called a banana mankini.
Okay, mankini. There you go. And the final results, boys.
Christian checks into a hotel.
For the loser of this contest has to do the polar plunge.
That's the winner. Oh,
that is the winner. Wait, I am shocked.
Wait, hold on. The winner has that's the winner.
No, the loser. Well, the winner of our contest.
Yes.
Oh, because if I win, I might just do the polar plunge anyway.
Yeah. So whoever loses has to do
the
polar plunge. I'm shocked. We put a picture of this balut egg. I figured all you cynical bastards would like vote for this balut egg and make me eat this freaking duck.
I'm actually very proud of our listeners today.
I am in shock.
I'm amazed. I am amazed that the people listening and watching couldn't recognize and realize that the most uncomfortable thing to do, the thing that would hurt and you would be the most anxious about
is being emotionally honest.
No, it's not. It's not jumping into some cold water in a G string.
Or living with a spray tan for 2 or 3 days.
A big deal. Big
eat
deal.
This balut egg.
That balut egg.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
I'm somewhat happy.
All right, I'll tell you what, Foyer. If you lose, you can eat the balut egg.
All right, good.
All right. So hey, let's get to our picks.
Is that official that he will eat the balut?
No.
He said, yeah, I heard yes.
So the way we do it
okay.
is we're picking every single game with the spread. Now, we put a hook on everything. So we asked our guy, Nick Costos, Odyssey Gambling Insider, because the only game that was even was the Rams at -4.5, and apparently the money kind of was leaning towards, if anything, 4.5. So that's the line, Rams -4.5. Six games this week. We do it all the way through the Super Bowl. The losers got the polar plunge. So let's start with the first game. We got Raiders and Bengals. They got the 4:30 game on Saturday. Foyer, why don't you start?
All right. Well, I mean, I picked the Raiders. And I also picked the Raiders, and I made this my lock.
Oh.
So this counts double.
It counts
double.
So with each game, we have to put a lock and it count double. So if you win, it's actually two wins. If you lose, it's -2 losses. So that's big. You took the Raiders as your lock?
How? Yeah. What?
I'm not any good at this.
Hey,
really,
good
and to
work.
Be honest with you, last year I felt like I was going to have some chickens make my picks. You know, I don't know, but that.
Oh yeah, we had chicken money.
Yeah, we had chicken money. I actually upper management had greenlit the whole. Hey, you can bring a bunch of chickens in here and pick your games, but I didn't do it.
Well, so that explains
Raiders
everything
are
about
your
this
lock. Real quick, go around. Now, Fitzy, who'd you take in this game?
And the Bengals.
Yeah, see, I took the Bengals as well. And Foyer, I put the Bengals as my lock.
I know. Oh.
So this competition could very well be over in the first game, right? I mean, if the Bengals win, I'm +2, you're -2, and vice versa.
Listen, the Raiders in their last, four games have won every close game, including a overtime win against the Los Angeles Chargers to get them into the playoffs.
I think the run's over.
Okay.
Of all time to get them there.
I'm just saying, they beat Cleveland, they beat Denver, and every game was close. And let's not forget this, they did play Cincinnati earlier in the year. They got their butts whooped 32-13. But I think this one is one of those, you know, different games where both teams are different. And Derek Carr and the Raiders, listen, they're playing for the ghost of Al Davis.
Or Cincinnati is playing to break the curse of Bo Jackson. Cincinnati rested their stars. It's nearly impossible with that
good
secondary
point.
To defend that. You know, the quarterback got a week off. He's going to be healthy. The city loves that team. This game I could see this game 14-0 before I even get a chance to turn it on.
By the Bengals?
Yes.
Yeah, listen, I love the Bengals this week. I think
Raiders have five days to prep. They're tired.
Yeah, the Raiders are just
they're
sort of, I think they just
who?
Getting there was everything
life.
For them. I don't see Joe Burrow. I mean,
your children.
I'm trying to find these numbers, but like they had numbers of like going back to college, like Joe Burrow in big games, and it was like Bama SEC title, national title, and they went the last couple of big games, like Kansas City. Yeah, you know that game.
He's good.
And he's like 6-0 with like 12 touchdowns and no picks. Like, I just think he's a stud. I just don't think Oakland's that good. They were my lock.
You know, and for the record, though, this was one of Nick Kostos' picks that he had. He said Raiders plus 5.5.
Yep.
Just saying. He's our Odyssey insider better you bet guy.
Good luck.
Okay,
and these are spread. These are spread.
Yes. So 5.5 is that line. How about this one? The next game, 8:15. Let's go around the table. Pats getting 4.5 up in Buffalo. Anybody going against the Pats?
No, and I think that's generous, to be honest with you. 4.5? You're going to give them 4.5 points?
Really?
Yeah.
You see the way the Patriots played ever since the bye week?
I feel like there's. I always feel like there's some sort of trap when they put these lines out there. But
you got the
Pats. You have them covering and winning, like outright winning?
I have them covering. I picked them. I have them covering, and I have them outright winning. And I'll tell you what
you
else.
Too?
Anyone else that wants to do a teaser, Patriots, you know, we get 6 on that, 10.5, that's tasty. Get
yeah,
that
see, I would
out.
Never touch that tease. I actually took the Patriots, 4.5 points.
Wow.
Yeah, but I think they lose 24-20.
Okay.
But I feel like as long as you don't lose your ever-loving mind in, like, the first quarter and a half,
right.
I feel like Bill is going to try to keep this game tight, make it a fourth-quarter game. I think it's a tight game. You know, I don't think Josh Allen has got the kind of weather to just take over a game like he did in Gillette when it was nice. At 47, it's nice. I think it's really cold. I think it's kind of sloppy at times. I think mistakes are being made by both sides. But I just think you just get rid of some of those really stupid mistakes. You keep this game close. I think 4.5 is too much.
So you're telling me it's going to be a moral victory Monday here on WEI.
Yeah, it will be. Moral victory Monday. All right, so we all got Pats. How about the next one? How about the Tampa Bay Bucks? They got the Eagles given 8.5. That's game one there on Sunday, I believe. What do you got?
Okay, so I got the Bucks.
I got the Bucks.
Okay,
and I made them my lock of the week.
Really?
Yes, I did. Because
the win by Kostos didn't scare you at all.
Now, you heard that whole routine about how in the wild card round, like if it's like 4 points or less, you're just going to flat out lose. But teams that are favored by more than 7 usually cover.
Mm-hmm.
8.5. Philadelphia, they have not beaten a playoff team, and they haven't beaten a team with a winning record all year.
Yeah, see, I got the Bucs, too, at 8.5, because and I know they lost a couple of weapons, but we know what the Bucs are. I mean, the Eagles, they run the football. I think Miles Sanders is back. They love to run the football. You just don't run against Tampa. Remember, the Patriots had -1 yard against Tampa Bay in that one game. Like, you just don't run, and that's all they could do. And I think you put the ball in Hurts and make him throw the ball, I don't think you can keep up. I don't think he can keep up. I think Brady's not one of these guys, if they're up like 14, is going to sit there and be like, all right, we're good. He's going to try to make it like a 21, 24, 28-point lead. Like, they don't let up. I like the Bucs in that one to cover.
Yeah, I can easily see them. Remember that first game they played last year against the Washington football team? Remember how slowly and how badly they played in that game?
On the
and they
road,
actually,
yeah.
Okay, I get it, on the road.
It was
but
a real
just,
pass
I feel
rush.
Like there is, I feel like there is some... You know, hey, we're so much better than them, and we already kind of kicked ass last week after the whole Antonio Brown thing. Starting off slow and making it tougher than it should be isn't above them. So.
I think it's a perfect matchup for Brady. I think it's a nice, easy one. By the way, going back to that Raiders-Bengals game, another reason why I had it is my lock. The Raiders played Sunday Night Football.
Yes.
You know, and then
he mentioned that already.
They played 5 quarters, basically.
Is that one of those MF-ups? Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a short week. Like I just don't coming out here. I don't see that happening. All right, let's get.
You know what?
So we all get the Bucks.
We all
got the Bucks, and Fitzy's got him as their lock.
For the record, again, I listened to Nick Kostos.
Okay.
So I feel like he should walk around a banana hammock.
You feel like you've already lost. What are you worried about?
You guys are like ganging up.
If the Raiders win, you take control of this whole thing right from the jump. How about this one? Niners, Cowboys. At Dallas, Niners getting 4.5.
Okay.
Oh, is it up to 3.5?
3.5.
Wow. So some Dallas money is coming in after all that early 49er money, huh?
Yeah. I got the Niners.
Cowboys giving 3.5.
Yeah.
You got the Niners?
Yeah, I got the Niners with 3. We all got the Niners, right?
We all
got the
Niners. Now at 3.5, love the hook.
We all got the Niners.
Love the hook.
I mean, San Fran's a dangerous team, aren't they?
Are you kidding? Are you kidding?
I don't trust the Dallas Cowboys. They're like hit or miss.
They're the worst coach. Okay, of the 12 coaches this weekend, worst coach, Cliff Kingsbury and Mike McCarthy might chase each other down the worst coach drain this weekend. Mike McCarthy, I wouldn't trust to order a sub sandwich.
They just score so many points.
They're great.
They can score. They can score points.
Who's got the better pass rush?
Okay. Well, okay. If
better
you
run
to
defense.
That would be
San Francisco.
San Francisco. I was going to say run offense, but they both can. I mean, you really don't think that the Cowboys can sit there and put, you know, 35 points? So they're averaging like 30 plus points a game.
Yeah, I know, and I think San Francisco against Dallas might be able to.
Okay.
Micah Parsons is dynamite, but he can't cover everybody.
No, I like San Fran.
Diggs stinks.
All right, geez, so we all got the Niners as well. How about the Chiefs? Nice 12.5. Ben Roethlisberger. This is the last game on Sunday. Chiefs given 12.5 at home against what could be Ben's last game.
Yeah, I almost feel like it should have been higher because I feel like this
22.5.
I feel like this is what, like, listen, he looked like, even in that game against the Ravens, he looked like he was just reserved and just ready for the season to be over. And I feel like he was hoping for a tie in the Chargers-Raiders game.
Just kill me.
He's like, I just don't want to play anymore.
You with your bum arm would probably throw a better pass.
He just looks cooked. He does.
Now, Juju Smith-Schuster could be coming back. Juju Smith-Schuster revenge game?
Oh, yeah. Boy.
No, I'm listening.
Juju Smith-Schuster, say?
No, I have the Chiefs here. I mean, Allaire's out. I get it, but he's been out for a little bit. And I don't believe that the Pittsburgh offense could keep up. You know, I just don't. Like, I think Ben, that place is going to be snapping out. I could see him, you know, they're going to sacks, strip sacks, interceptions. I don't think the Steelers offense can keep it up.
Najee Pittsburgh Harris. Even score a touchdown, Lou.
Well, I just don't think they can score more than, you know, 13 points. Something in that range. And 27-13, I think they cover this one. All right, the final game there, Monday night. The Cardinals, they go out to L.A. And the Rams are giving 4.5 to the Arizona Cardinals. Who do you got in this one, guys?
I went Cardinals. I could see this game being close as well. It's not that I don't trust Stafford. It's that I like the fact that the Cardinals have both of their running backs together healthy for the first time all season. You can run on the Rams a little bit. And that's going to give Kyler some options. I don't think Hopkins is going to be back in time for this game, but the Connor and Edmonds combo gives me hope that maybe a team that went 8-1 on the road, Christian, the Cardinals are a different bird on the road. They stink at home. They are great on the road. And the onus is going to be on the Rams. Like, they're going to be nervous Monday night.
So, Lou, you remember what you said about Matthew Stafford? What did you call him?
A loser?
A loser! I think people say, oh, listen, it was Detroit's fault. This is why they couldn't win anything. You know, it wasn't his fault. He was a good quarterback. He just always had a different offensive coordinator, always had a different head coach. And then just the stank of Detroit was just, he couldn't run away from it. Then he starts playing great in L.A. Then he starts playing like crap. So the real Matthew Stafford came out. The guy with 3 pick sixes on the year. The guy with a million freaking interceptions in the last 4 games. No, I got the Cardinals. Stafford's going to break your heart. He'll be the reason why they lose.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I'm going opposite here. I'm going with the Rams. The Cardinals, who have lost 4 of their last 5 games, they're not the same. DeAndre Hopkins is not there. They're just not the same football team. They've lost 4 of 5. And I'm with you. The running backs are back. Connors is back, no question. Edmonds was pretty good when he was out. And they're going to try to run the football, and you can against the Rams. I think that team is broken. They're nothing like they were. You know, six weeks ago, we were talking about Kingsbury as like the coach of the year. Oh, they're just not the same team, and I think the Rams, you know, win this game by a touchdown or more.
Lou, that's 8 picks for Stafford over the final 4 games.
Yeah.
8.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? Against Seattle, Minnesota, Baltimore, and San Francisco, those are not exactly 4 epic secondaries.
Yeah, the last 3 games are really bad because that one game, I think the fourth game ago, was like 3 touchdowns, 1 pick, correct, against Seattle? Ooh. I just think they're a better football team. I think Arizona is lost right now. You've seen this from them last year, too. They died down the stretch. So I'm not big on them. So there you have it. All 3 of us like the Pats, the Bucks, Fitzy's got them as their lock, the Niners, and the Chiefs. We all agree on those 4 games. I got the Rams, you 2 got the Cardinals, and Fitzy and I have the Bengals, and Christian has the Raiders. That's his lock, and my Bengals is the lock.
Oh, man.
So this 4:30 game could very well, like, put a dent in this whole thing and
really
just decide
could.
It, right?
Get your popcorn ready.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a huge swing. If the Bengals win, like, you're in trouble.
Well,
if the Raiders win, you're good. You're golden. Like, you're all set.
If the Bengals win, but then I would need the Cardinals to kind of, you know, minimize the damage.
I know, but it's, yeah, you would. But I'm just saying, if the Raiders win, like, you got a 4-game lead on me, basically. you know, 3-game lead on Fitzy. Like, that could be,
oh, that could be devastating.
Could be damage control.
That could be devastating. Or you and I could be laughing hysterically before kickoff of Buffalo, New England, knowing that Christian is home in a pit of sad.
Oh, man. That's like the biggest game.
I'm not even
remember how
I
said I'm going to start drinking at 4:30? Uh-huh. I might start drinking earlier now that I know what's online in this Cincinnati Raider game.
I know that, like,
let's FaceTime Christian, like, with drinks in hand, like, hey, how'd you hit with Levin Reed go? Yeah,
if my phone starts blowing up, I'll know exactly what the problem is. Yep.
So this is it, huh? Then after the Super Bowl, the loser, we got the Polar Plunge and a Borat Mankini.
You better start drinking less pineapple soda than everybody.
Wait, so it's 330 calories in this. I only drink half of it, somewhat.
Oh, you're fine, then.
Yeah, you're fine. Totally.
My teeth feel really weird. I feel like they're deteriorating.
Can you feel your fingernails right now? My God, how much sugar is in that?
Now is when you kind of get a little nervous. Okay, so we all took the Pats.
Yep.
How many of you guys? Because I don't have them winning this game. So it's like the cop-out, but I don't have them winning this game. Do you guys have them winning?
I do have them winning this game. I do. Do you?
Me too. Let's do the score on three. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
13-20.
Oh, okay.
No. Well, what was it?
A field goal game.
Well, I didn't hear either one of you.
What
did
you do with that?
I don't know.
13-10?
I don't know.
It's called submit it to the Marconis.
What did you say, Fitzy?
23-20 Patriots.
23-20 and 13-10?
He freaked me out. I was under pressure. It's the first thing
that
came to my head.
Have you not been doing this for years?
Do you not know that I hate giving scores of games? I think it's the stupidest thing. If you want to talk about, like, how much are they going to win by, fine. Like, when people are asked to give a score, how the hell do I know?
Yeah, do they win by 17, 14? Is it a close game?
It's like, it's a possession game. I think it's going to be close.
I'll say this much, and I know we'll get into it maybe on Monday, and we'll see what happens with this game. But, like, we had this question last night. I did some TV. Like, if they win this game, do you have any confidence going into Tennessee? And I would say yes.
I would say no.
I would say yes.
I would say no on this one.
Right now, I have zero confidence. You know, and we'll see. I think they can keep it close, but I don't have that much confidence in it. But if they go out and win this game, it's because they don't turn the ball over. It's because they get turnovers. It's because they don't make those stupid mistakes on special teams. It's because you don't have 8 penalties that cost you. It's because they look more like they did when they won 7 straight. And I think after that game Monday, you got to envision a victory, what it looks like, and it's going to make you feel better going into Tennessee, knowing that Tannehill can give you a couple as well.
Okay, anybody want a prop bet? I'm offering a prop bet for this game.
What would you prop bet?
Nick Folk wins the game with a kick.
13-10?
Nick Folk, yeah, it's 10-10.
I already
told
you that's how it goes.
Is that? No, okay, do you want that? You want to put your money where your mouth is?
Okay, sure.
A balut egg.
Oh, my God, an eyebrow.
Let's go.
What are we doing here?
Never.
How much do you want to go by that? Oh, Jesus. So that's
if
it.
I do lose that, Nick prop Folk. Bet's going to be part of a comeback.
Nick Folk does, let's see, does Mac Jones. Oh, you guys tell me. Is it looking at, like, say, some prop bets? 202. Is there a chance 202 yards
under
in the cold?
Mac Jones?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Don't answer it. Let's look at a couple props before we get to last call, which is actually MF ups this week. We'll do it next.